Good morning and happy Monday, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
So Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
Am I looking a little tanner today?
Yes, you are.
You know, it's great that you and I both were able to get a little time off. You went to Bend.
Yes.
A little colder than where I went.
It was.
It wasn't hot in Arizona, but it was very nice, 80-degree temperatures. And
that's awesome.
Had a chance to visit with Brenda, play a little bit of golf.
Just relax, huh?
Just relax.
Unwind and get away.
And right before I left, I did my first mud run in a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did it go? Good?
I'm still here. I'm not limping.
I didn't die. Good job.
No, it was the 16th, and it was called the Dirty Leprechaun.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Up in the Portland area. It wasn't nearly as hard as a Spartan race, but still just
keep
fun
going.
To finally get out there and start doing those again.
Yeah.
Wore my green kicking cancer shirt.
Okay.
For the Dirty Leprechaun.
Yep.
Yeah. Play a little golf in Arizona, but it's good to be back. Now
yes.
We're back on our normal routine again.
Yes, I know. I had a week off and oh my gosh, it was so amazing. We went up to Bend to visit my nephew and we rented snow machines, and that was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. We had a blast going up into the mountain and then the family fun centers, and we bowled, and we played games, and we had the most amazing time.
And you missed the car show.
I did miss the car show, but I had so much fun. My nephews...
Maybe I should rephrase that. I missed you at the car
show.
Yes. I did miss you at the car show.
My nephew goes to the Oregon Youth Challenge program, and it's a 5.5-month residential high school program. And so they get two breaks, and a few weeks ago was his first break. And
okay.
So that's why we went up to Bend.
So when's the next one?
It's coming up in May,
okay.
Sometime in May.
Okay.
So, we're really excited and he's doing phenomenal. He's straight A student.
Nice.
I don't know if I mentioned that. Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned that last time when we touched on it.
You talked about it. So
yeah, I'm just so proud.
Not that you're a proud mom or anything.
I'm so proud. very proud. So I'm glad that we both got a vacation.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that he's doing well. This was a good outlet for his situation.
Oh, yeah, big time. And Brenda's doing well, I assume.
She is doing well. She's excited to see you again.
Just a burst of sunshine, she is.
She's excited to see you again.
All right, you guys, we're going to send it to Dan Bongino, and we'll be back in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You brought an article today that I think is really, really good.
I did.
Yeah. So it says, candidates for Salem mayor to debate in public event at the Elsinore.
I love that the Elsinore Theater holds these events like they did the payroll tax.
And they did the gun
the
problem.
Gun, mm-hmm, and now this kind of a debate.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is it's free.
All of them
have been free.
Yeah, well, and for those that have never been to the Elsinore, you know, as you drive past it on, I think it's High Street, just on the outside, it looks like a theater. It is really beautiful. Have you been on the inside of it?
I actually have not.
We need to take a little tour together.
We do.
It is a very historic, absolutely gorgeous theater inside.
Okay.
And they restored it very, very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now you got me intrigued.
And the Elsinore is actually a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
So the entire thing is run as a not-for-profit organization.
Okay.
To bring entertainment, which is probably part of why they can do these kind of events.
Absolutely.
You know, but this event is a month away.
Yes. So there's time to get your free tickets, but you do have to register for them. So this event is going to take place on Tuesday, April 30th.
Which is a month from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And it is going to be a 90-minute debate, and it's set to start at 6 p.m., so make sure you guys probably sketch out 2 hours just to be safe out
right.
of your schedule.
And then for those that don't know the address, it's 130 High Street Southeast. And again, as Ben said, the tickets are free, but they do want you to register so they can get a head count.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know that link or can't find it online for whatever reason, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, amanda@kslm.news, and I will get all of that information over to you guys. I would highly encourage you guys register sooner than later because I imagine there's a seating limit.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how many seats there are in the Elsinore. It's got pretty good seating, but there's a lot of people in Salem, too.
Especially for something like this.
Yeah, well, and the great thing about this is, and this is something I didn't know, you and I have had Julie Hoy on several times to talk about some issues.
Yes.
Many people know who Chris Hoy is, the current
who?
Mayor. I know, right?
Oh.
Well, it is funny. The article actually says Chris Hoy is the current mayor seeking a second term. Julie Hoy is a local restaurateur and is serving on the Salem City Council. The Hoys are not related. The
no, they are not.
That are related. And we often remind people you should be voting for the She-Hoy, not the He-Hoy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's a third person that I didn't even know.
Me neither.
Clifford Eifler Rodriguez.
Okay.
He's making his first run for public office. He's a customer service representative for a heating contractor.
Okay.
And again, nothing against this guy because I don't know anything about him, but he's getting his toes in the water, I guess.
Yeah.
Tough journey to run against Julie and Chris.
Yes,
it will
be. But
at least he's got his toes in the water when it comes to politics.
Yeah, I don't know where he stands. I personally have not seen anything from him until this article came out. But I think no matter what side of the aisle you are, good for you for getting out there.
Yeah.
You know, good for you for wanting to have a voice and wanting to make a difference no matter what. I admire that, truly.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this event in a half an hour.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino, you guys, and we'll be right back with Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
There you go.
I know. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
A half an hour ago, we were talking about this event that is coming up on April the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at 6 p.m. It's a 90-minute debate at the Elsinore Theater. And we actually have three candidates running for Salem's mayor who are going to have a debate. Most of you, I hope, know who Chris Hoy is. He's our current mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Hoy has been a guest with us a couple different times.
I love Julie.
Yeah.
I really do.
And we will have Julie in more because we want you to understand what Julie's her outlook is on the city, some of the ways that she's looking to solve some of the problems.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I love about Julie when she comes in, Amanda, is we talk about, what are we going to talk about? And she says, I'm praying about that right now.
She's so calm and collective.
Right,
yeah, I admire her truly. How she carries herself, presents herself, her true passion for her city that she's grown up in. I admire her a lot. And I know we've had Julie Hoy in a bunch. I will have her in a lot more also. But in the past, I've actually reached out to Chris Hoy before the elections, of course,
sure.
Before Julie was running, to just get his input on things that were happening around the city. Gosh, this had to have been probably a year ago. And I never got any responses. And I reached out several times. So, and every time I touch base with Julie, I get a response immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And so those are some things I look at too, like who's responsive. Like I'm a nobody to either of them.
Well,
but one of them responds to me.
And you know, and again, to the whole, you know, nobody, in November of last year, which was before you and I had this show started, I had heard about the city council deciding to fight this fireman's widow getting her benefits.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just frustrated me, so I made a stink.
Yeah.
But when I got there to city council, Julie was in Italy. And she was numerous times over that. It was 2 a.m. in the morning. She zoomed in for that meeting.
Of course she did.
Because she cares about what's going on.
She does. She cares about her city.
I just encourage you to come to this event. It's a chance for you to hear their opinions, and there should be questions that are coming at them.
Yeah.
You can't make an informed decision if you don't exactly know what their opinions are. Mm-hmm.
So why not listen to all three of them?
I know Chris's, so come for what Julie's are.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino. We'll be back in just a moment. You guys stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron. And you hear that?
Oh, what are you drinking? Oh, you know, there's a problem.
I just topped it off.
I was going to say, your cup's empty.
I have to rant and rave over this amazing coffee that so I went to Matthew Miller's barbecue and cafe.
So apparently it's more than just barbecue.
Oh my gosh, yes. This coffee is phenomenal. So it was recommended to me. And I'm kind of dieting. I watch what I eat, my sugar intake and all of that, and my calories. And so coffee drinks like from a cafe or a coffee shop are kind of out of the question for me. And I don't really like anything diet tasting.
Usually very sugary.
Yes. So my sister turned me onto this drink, and I'm going to tell you guys what it is. It's an iced, sugar-free, white chocolate, sugar-free caramel mocha with oat milk. It is absolutely phenomenal.
So I got a question. You said sugar-free twice. Sugar-free. And the white chocolate, sugar-free caramel. Does it taste like it's sugar-free?
No. No. And that's what I do not like sugar-free diets, nothing.
Sugar-free tastes sugar-free.
I can't do sugar-free creamer. That's one thing in my diet I never gave up. It's just regular creamer because I can't
do oat milk as opposed to dairy.
And yeah, and I didn't think I'd be a fan of any of that drink whatsoever. And it was like,
I think you still got a little bit of a head rush. You drank that so fast.
This is amazing, you guys. So huge plug for Miller's Barbecue and Cafe. They are more than barbecue food. They have phenomenal coffee drinks, and their service is amazing. So, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm just going to give you another big shout-out for Mr. Matt Miller. Just recently, Kicking Cancer had a spot come open on our board of directors.
Oh,
you will never guess who our newest board member is.
Matt.
Matt's our newest board member.
Matt is such an amazing person in our community. He truly is a pillar. He is involved in every way, shape, and form in some way or another.
Our board is different than a lot of boards. We've had people come on thinking, oh, I'm just going to be there to, you know, voice a few opinions. I mean, you've seen us. We're a very actively working board.
Yes.
We're a growing global organization.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pieces to what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat with Matt and I said, look, I'm just telling you right up front, this is what I'm asking you to do. He's our activities director now.
Oh, okay.
He says, well, I'm going to be at all events anyway.
Right.
And I'd love to help make this a bigger deal.
And that's what I love about Matt. He does show up for everything because everything is so important to him.
Yeah. And he still runs a great restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Phenomenal. I know the place was busy when I went in, and you see people in the community like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, hello.
Well, here's one more great shout-out for Matt.
Okay.
You can now get Miller's Barbecue at the baseball stadium this summer.
No way.
We have partnered with Miller's Barbecue.
Yes.
You can get Miller's Barbecue at the baseball stadium.
Oh, my gosh. What a great collaboration.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And in our last few seconds, a little spoiler for tomorrow morning.
Oh, Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Kaiser Greeters is being held at the stadium.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to announce a new fun in-game entertainment.
Okay.
Baron is being put in a banana costume. Mr. Banana is going to be introduced at Chamber tomorrow morning. I will be Salem's version of the San Diego Chicken. Just go look up San Diego Chicken, and I'm the new San Diego Chicken.
Okay, I love it.
Mr. Banana.
All right, well, Mr. Banana, we better get out of here. All right, you guys, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino. Have a blessed Monday.